can't be, touched Springs yesterday, and I guess it looked really bad when it happened, but, I mean, the fact that it's not a surgical thing, may have him back for the start of the season, I mean, do you think that he'll be able to kind of pick up where he left off? Because it seemed like he was playing pretty good the second time around.
Yeah, no, I think he should. And, you know, I don't know all the particulars of his injury, but thank goodness it's not one of those surgery things, I guess. So, yeah, I expect him to pick up right where he left off, and he was progressing with every game. So that was a positive thing for him.
Yeah, why was he so much better playing his last few games than he was, you know, say, the preseason?
You know, I think sometimes when, you know, you deal with an injury the first time and you take some time away, and, you know, I think you know, at times we kind of refocus and see things a little differently when they come around. And, you know, opportunities, it's such a privilege to play this game. And I think that, you know, he matured a lot in those weeks. And so I'm proud of the development that he had. And, again, I think he's going to be, a fine football player. So,
what do you think you have in him and Kyle both at the tackle spot for, you know, down the road?
Got a couple of young guys in the same class that, compete against each other and against the room, and, expect Kyle to come back too strong. And so, very competitive kids that, enjoy working together, help each other, and I think they're both good players.
Jim, I don't know if you think that this way or thought this way when you drafted Spriggs, that he looked like a left tackle, just his body type and his athleticism. But now that he's playing a little bit more at right tackle, can he carry more weight? Do you want him? Would you want him to, if he stays at right tackle, to carry more and build up a little bit?
I've never really been one to, weight and all that stuff. If a guy can play, he can play. And so, everybody likes bigger is better and stronger and faster and all that, but. He looks like a tackle, and let's remember last year he played play guard for a couple games too. So he's had some experience in various positions and whatnot. But certainly tackle I think is his best position.
Hey James, I was talking to Lucas today, going back to that rookie camp and a year or two ago now where he came in on his tryout. He mentioned he was pretty much on the precipice of moving on and just doing something else after he didn't get a contract. You guys got him back here. What stood out to you about him, and what did you think of kind of how he's made himself over these last 2 years with you and the player he is?
Yeah, he's just a very tough kid. He's very headstrong, smart, needed to learn to play with a little calmness, I guess, in his play, and not, there's – you love the aggressiveness, but to be able to harness that, I think he's done a really good job with that. And, he's hurt his hand, had that club on there and he had it on as a rookie. And I think, at times, he's such a powerful, strong guy, a lot of it's upper body, and now he's learned how to use his feet. And, so I think that was kind of a blessing for him. So, moving forward, I think that, he's a good football player and glad to have him.
What do you think Justin McCray can do in the offseason just to better himself, to continue on this path that he set this year?
Well, I think, with offseason program that they have here and, with the weight room and eating, properly and all that, he's never had that luxury to do that, to be at one place. So I think from a physical standpoint, he's going to benefit greatly from that. And certainly going in and having a second year under the same system, that always helps a lot, with everything from, concepts to line calls and whatnot, drills, familiarity with those. So I expect him to improve a lot.
Does it dilute him, at one position by playing all these positions, or do you think he actually gets better by playing five different positions?
I always think, if you can do one thing, obviously you get more repetition and it becomes, habit forming. But I think that, for him, he's taken each position and apply different things to each position as he's been asked to play. And, you know, certainly his experience and his road getting here, you know, being released and then signed back on and released and then going to playing arena ball and having to play defense and offense. You know, he played some fullback there. I mean, so, you know, all those things, his football awareness and all those things, I think they really help a player, any player, young or older, that it's, you know, to be asked to go move to left to right. I know sometimes it says, well, he's a tackle's a tackle. Well, you know, your feet are different. It takes some time sometimes to do that. But I think, you know, the fact that he's had those experiences, I think he takes it as, okay, cool, good. I'm a left tackle today, or I'm a right tackle. It doesn't matter to him, you know. So he just wants to play. And certainly he's very unselfish in his approach. And but I think that, you know, back to your original question, I think that him being in an offseason and being able to do all of those things from day one is going to help him a ton.
How did you end up in New Orleans after you finished at Tulane? Were you drafted?
No. Nope.
So how did you, like, were you immediately signed after the draft as an undrafted player?
No.
Nope. What happened?
What's that?
What happened?
That's a long story. I'll violate my 10-minute rule. Tom will be yanking me off of this.
Go back and read it.
Yes, I don't want to use Rob's quotes again. The reason I'm asking is, so Wes is asking about Lucas Patrick, who is this far away from taking his Duke degree.
Sure.
You know, we talked in the past a bunch of times about Justin.
Yeah.
Tausch was ready to go get his teaching degree and go be a history teacher.
Mm-hmm.
I know it's not the same as maybe long snappers or punters, but what is it about playing offensive line that, I mean, is it a want-to thing where some guys are this close to not happening, but they just don't want to give it up? Or
I think
what do you think it is?
I think it really is a camaraderie you build in a line, and you feel like something's missing, especially when you're young. You're 21 years old or 20 and a half, you know, and, you know, so you try to exhaust every avenue to play. And, you know, fortunately for me, you know, you have to be a little lucky, obviously, but, you know, my story was very simple. I took a cab out to had a workout with the Saints, and the coach wasn't there. They were off doing a function, but Mr. Finks was there and a strength coach. He was a general manager there. And so I waited for quite a long time, about 5 hours.
I read that.
Sat there. And so got a workout and a tryout and, you know, and they signed me and got cut two or three times and kept coming back and things worked out, you know. Then, you know, I think it's for a lineman, you miss that comfort level. You always have your guys around you, and maybe that's a little different. Maybe that's why. Or maybe we're just, you know, big dreamers, and we just keep going along, you know. But, you know, I mean, there was never a time that I didn't feel, and I really don't think any lineman doesn't feel that he doesn't belong, even though he's been released. And so I think a lot most of the time we use it as motivation. We rely on guys who made the team or guys who are out there to work harder, go work out, do whatever it is necessary to give yourself the best chance. And I think that's probably why.
Do you think determination is, I mean, you guys have first-round picks who do it. You've had seventh-round picks or undrafted guys who didn't make it, obviously. But is determination maybe the difference there, though, is how badly told no anymore? Or?
Probably a little bit of that. I mean, you know, you grow up in a world where you're usually the bigger people on the team, and, you know, the rejection is tough. That's a good question. I mean, that'd be a good story if you ever wrote a story, really, because, I mean, why do we keep coming back for more or something, you know? You know, because you got to like it a whole hell of a lot, that's for sure. You know, our O-line room's unique, and I think most O-line rooms are a little bit unique, different, a lot of characters. I'm, of course, the most mature in my room, but that's probably not true. But, no, we have a good time, and we work hard. And maybe a lot of it is that you're not going to accept the word no. And until it happens quite a bit, and then you have to get a job and go work, right? So, but yeah, it's interesting. It's a good question. You stumped me on that one. Usually I don't get stumped, Jason.
I'll ask an easier one. Can I ask an easier one?
Sure. This is Thompson's last one. Yeah, I didn't say that.
We'll keep going. you've talked a lot about Jari in here, and mm-hmm. I think several weeks ago we asked you what your expectations were, and you said you didn't really have any, but just how pleased have you been by what he's given you? It doesn't look like you'll probably have him this week, but the year he's put together at 34 and maybe being able to keep going, what do you think of what you've got?
I think that he's added such a tremendous amount of knowledge, comfort, I would say, the young guys, tutoring them. They're very fortunate to have a guy like that, especially the moving parts that we've had. He is a very selfish, non-selfish person, i.e. he gives his time to young people. His professionalism has been terrific. And it's been very good for David, Lane, Corey, the older guys. His professionalism is off the chart. I mean, he's regimented, comes to work, does his stuff, goes home, sleeps, gets up, does it again. And, those things are so contagious. And, we've had some very, very good influential guys like TJ. And, we've had guys like that, too, who get up and do their job. And very proud of those guys as well. But when you have a guy like him who's done it for so many years, and then, of course, his accolade that he's gotten, is a very, very humble person. But his work ethic and his consistency are bar none. I mean, just very, very good. And so he's been a huge asset for us in the O-line room. Very happy that he was here. Yep.